Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
23 degrees right now. Feels like 18. It's chilly. But the roads are a hell of a lot better than they were yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get up into the mid-30s, so get above freezing. That's nice. The rest of the week, it's going to be cold. It looks like the cold is here forever.
Yeah.
You're far too early. Bills game forecast in Orchard Park. We are looking at a high of 30, a low of 15, cloudy, potential snow.
Goddamn.
But here's the thing. I mean, as long as it's not, like, wet, I'm cool with that.
All right.
I'll take it any day of the week. So, Kimmy. You know I'm not the type of guy who likes to say, I told you so. I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
I hate being that guy.
Never been.
Never been
not your style, bro.
No.
You're cool.
Never.
So if you were listening to our show at this time yesterday, we were talking about the road conditions and what the cold and the snow can do to your car.
Yeah, sure.
And you had mentioned you were having some weird thing going on with your car.
So I had low pressure one of my tires.
Yeah.
Because it told me.
Yeah.
I was down to 14 pounds.
And that's just it. Like, you get low pressure in the winter where it drops like 5 PSI.
Yeah.
But you had gone from 30 to
33 to 14.
14.
Yeah.
And Kimmy and I sat here and told you, you have a flat tire.
And, well, it wasn't flat if you got 14 pounds.
And you started yelling at us and telling us we were dumb. And then you started doing the voices. You called us stupid. You walked outside. You took a picture of your tires.
Well, you wanted to go check on it, and you seen it. It looked okay.
You guys are dumb. It's just it's a problem. For some reason, the car is giving me bad information. So how'd you get to work this morning?
I Ubered in.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
So I went to the tire store yesterday, and the guy said, we can't help you for 2 weeks. We're that slammed because of the weather. Mm-hmm. Went home, called around, found a guy, but he can't look at it till today.
Gotcha. Okay.
So got that compressor this morning.
Yeah. I got a question. Can I ask a question before you get? Yeah. Why would you need the compressor if you don't have a flat tire?
Well, it was low.
Oh.
Super ass low.
Is it lower than it was yesterday?
Lower than it was yesterday.
Huh, that's an interesting. Like,
it was about as low as it could get.
Okay.
So get that compressor out, plug it into the car, nothing.
Oh, no.
So we got another one, but it's like super old. And I needed like an extension cord plug it in. I got it kind of up there a little bit. But then I was thinking, like, by the time I get here, it's going to be flat by the time I go home. I'm going to need a tow truck. So just leave the car there.
Sure.
And Uber in, and I'll figure it out when I get home.
It's just weird, Kimmy, that if he got it here, it would be flat by the time he's ready to leave. Because from what I understand, he doesn't have a flat tire.
Well, it wasn't flat yesterday because I got it all the way home.
Uh-huh.
I got all the way to the tire shop.
Sure.
I got all the way back. And it still had some air in it. I put air in it.
How low was the PSI this morning?
I got it up to 17 pounds.
Wow.
Look at you.
But then it started to shrink.
As you were just sitting
Yeah.
Which indicates to me, Kimmy, he's got a flat tire.
Yeah, it's flattening.
Okay.
It's that
flattening.
Well, he's trying to make it work.
Slowly flattening.
Okay.
Somebody, I got it.
He got so mad at the suggestion yesterday that his tire might be flat.
Well, who wants to deal with it?
But we do work a weird job where there's nothing you can do about it when we have to go to work.
You're right.
Like, there's nothing open. There's nobody to come help you.
Well, I didn't
you
think have I was going to gonna
wake
get an
somebody,
Uber.
You got to wake somebody up to help you if you need a ride.
All right. So there are two things you had to do that are miserable when you had to do them. So,
and by the way, it's freezing out.
Understood. Yes. Yeah, so, well, actually, three. I mean, the tire compressor is one thing, but that's, you know, that's in your hands. Let's talk about the Uber first. Because if you're going out on a Friday, Saturday night, it's easy to find an Uber in Rochester. If you've ever had to take an Uber overnight, it's scary and it's hard.
Yeah.
Like the guy that you had, good Uber driver on the way in?
He was great.
Oh, wow.
He got, he was super nice. But like I didn't even think I was going to get him. Because I could watch this, man. There's going to be nothing there.
You are taking a chance.
So like 10 minutes, the guy's going to show up. I would do that every day if I was rich. Like to not have to just sit in a car like a rich guy.
And shows just, up, it's already warm.
Like I was, it was like I was getting chauffeured to work by a car service. But I guess
especially with what you're wearing too. It just it fits. It all goes together. Yeah.
You and I are very different people in this regard.
Well, I don't want to drive.
I don't want to see someone at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm with you on that, but when it's cold and you gotta like scrape your car off and like warm it up. By the time I get here, my car's just getting warm.
Yeah, we had like a short conversation. It was quick.
No.
He wasn't like talking my ear off.
I want no part of that, man. Like I do not have the social battery to even speak to anybody until 5 o'clock in the morning. I need 2 hours to be ready to talk to somebody. And that's what sucks is like, depending on the Uber driver you get, all right, this is going to make me sound like a massive dick. I don't want to talk to anybody.
Trust me, you've already hit that milestone.
Okay, look, don't get mad at me because you got to go find a new tire. I don't want to talk to anybody that's driving me in an Uber. I don't.
Well, it's just quick.
Okay, I'm fine with, hey, how you doing? How's everything going? Da, da, da.
Yeah.
It's when they start, like, with the conversation.
Sometimes I find that interesting. I wouldn't want that in the morning, though, to your point.
There's never been an Uber driver I've talked to where I've been like, I am better for this experience. And here's the thing, like, you know, man, like, your life's great, my life's great, everybody, it's not, it doesn't matter, none of this matters. We're not going to see each other after
this. He's pointing out some landmarks, maybe, or, you know, when that road was built, you know, stuff like that. You know, famous people that lived in that building.
But you can't.
I mean, you can get, like, Rammer picking you up in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. What a nightmare that would be. But, like, you can't look at another human being in the face and say, I don't want to talk to you.
No.
And it's not socially acceptable.
But doesn't Uber dice to ask if you want to talk or not?
Some of them do. I think you can request a quiet ride. I don't know if that exists on Uber. I think it doesn't.
They give you like a million options. I haven't used Uber in like 10 years. No, so like I was like trying to figure it all out.
The best is when you get an Uber driver that doesn't speak English. It's like when if I walk
you're talking about an Uber driver.
If I get an Uber, that guy doesn't speak English, it's the greatest thing.
Well, this guy, the guy I got was, you know, not originally from here.
Okay, well, you can speak English and not be originally
I just meant he was from Penn Yan. So I had that
Penn
Yan
barrier.
Speak English. Yeah, yeah.
So I haven't noticed this here, but taking a Lyft in other places, I've noticed the Uber, it'll give you like a notification like your driver is hard of hearing or something like that. And I've realized I think some of them just put that in there so you don't talk to them.
Yeah, I would.
But that's great. Like, seriously, like I wish there was a non-offensive way to be like, look, man, I just want to sit back here and veg out and not make any noise about anything. It's nothing personal. It's not a personal thing.
But there is no polite way of not sounding like a dick.
Because, like, here's the thing. When it comes to your commute in, you're right. Having somebody pick you up and not have to worry about driving, that sounds great.
It's like rich guy stuff.
But for most men and women, I would argue that your only peace and quiet in the entire day is your commute in and
especially
from
parents,
work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like the first 15 minutes of my driving to work is ecstasy for me every morning. It's quiet. There is nobody else on the road. I can do it. It's my time. It is my time. And then when I start to realize that I'm getting to work, it's like, oh, I got to deal with Tommy. So like that sucks, right? But like if I had to share that with somebody else every single day, I think it would have like a legitimate negative effect.
Like carpooling and stuff like that.
Yeah, either a carpool or an Uber or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, yeah, people that carpool, I get the cost savings work. I get that it's good for the environment. I don't think
F the earth. I don't want to talk to these.
Like short of like just driving with my brother every day. Even like, oh, is my wife's up? Never mind.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, I think we know where you're going.
Well,
with
no,
that.
I love my wife. I love my wife.
Oh, we'll talk to her.
Not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
But your wife is social. My wife is very social.
Uh-huh.
So my wife, when we take Ubers or taxis, will engage that person far more than I want her to.
Mm-hmm.
Like she'll start asking questions that, and I think she just does it because she feels bad for the guy. Like
she's trying to be polite.
And I'm like, come on, man. Not necessary. You don't need to know how long this river is.
By the way, I also love, too, like when you ask the cabbie or like the Uber driver, like, you know, questions about the town, they could just be lying right to your face.
I would. Right? I would start making weird stuff up, man.
The second thing that you had to do that is a nightmare right now. Again, Tommy had to get an Uber in this morning because despite the fact that around this time yesterday he was screaming at us that he doesn't have a flat tire, he has a flat tire.
Yeah.
Getting your tire fixed when you don't have a dealership to go to in this town is an effing nightmare.
Yeah.
Because you said that the one place you went to was booked out 2 weeks
in advance. And it's right around the corner, so I figured, and I go to these guys all the time, but he's going with this weather and stuff. He was 30 cars behind today, and he goes, I can't look at your car for 2 weeks. So he tells me, yeah, you could put air in it. Thank you.
That's good advice.
That's why you're the tire expert, sir.
But like, how many places did you call?
I called 4 places. One picked up. One. And I'm going, whoever this is, man, I'm coming to you.
You know, it's funny because, like, you know, depending on the town you live in, Henrietta, Greece, right? Like, there are oil change and tire places, it feels like every 15 feet.
Yeah.
And it starts to feel like one of those mattress store situations where there are too many and it might be an embezzlement scheme.
Mm-hmm.
But then you try to get your oil changed.
Then it's like a day like yesterday, and everybody's everybody needs them.
Well, no, like before I had, you know, my car from Ide at the Ide Family Dealerships, the service center, fantastic, IdeHonda.com. Like having to go to these places, I would have to sit for like 40 minutes at a 15-minute oil change place before they
could even. Because they're
backed up. Yes, like it doesn't make any damn sense. What the hell's going on here?
Because I think we're holding on to our cars longer.
Ooh, interesting.
Because I thought they said like the average car owner is like 12 years now, holds onto a car.
Can we Google that? How long the average person owns their car right now?
Because I think it's like long. So if you're holding your car long, you're doing all this crap.
No, I get it. But we were always getting service, whether it's, I guess a newer car, you wouldn't need as much service.
No.
No, that's a good point.
8 years.
Oh, you're the average is 12.
Okay, but it says, okay, hold on, let me.
Even 8 years, that's an older car. I mean, you're going to start
average,
having...
That is not an older car.
8 years is an older car.
Okay.
Such a privileged bitch.
You're thinking, it says the average age of all passenger vehicles, so including like trucks and stuff, it says is 12.6 years.
That's what I was saying with the trucks. Like,
you don't even know what she just said.
I support the trucking industry.
You don't even know what she just said.
And the Teamsters.
8 years is not long to have a car.
No, but it's not a new car. I mean, you're going to start having... 8 years, you're going to start having problems with a car.
Okay. There are plenty of people listening right now.
And I know you drove junk. I drove junk.
Oh, now you're going to try to look for something. Even me, guys. Even me. Tommy Boulay, Mr. Full Tire.
Before I could afford tracksuits.
There are people listening right now that would kill for a used 2017.
Yeah, probably.
That's 8 years old.
A good one.
What is a...
Not something you got a hold of. You rag-ass them cars to death,
I have never.
You ride them to the chassis dead.
That's what you're supposed to do with a car.
No, but I would never want to own a car you own.
Yeah, well, because I drive it until it doesn't drive anymore.
Right. Because it's like you live like it's the 1930s.
I don't get this idea. I never.
Got to get these apples to market, huh? Where's my gun?
I never understood the idea of needing like a new looking car every 3 years.
Well, that was my dad's generation.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just your dad's generation. Like, up until even the adults in our lives when we were in high school.
I remember my dad was, like, obsessed with that.
Yeah. Now, my dad would only buy used cars.
Yeah.
He would buy them from the Enterprise rent-a-car used lot.
Yeah.
It was like, he like, thought he found, like, some, like, life hack, and it's like, well, you know,
man, those cars got some beat-up miles on them.
Thank you. Like, nobody's taking care of the cars. And I don't
but then a lot of people, you started leasing. So you flip those leases every couple of years.
Okay, but that's just it. Like, but it still costs you money to flip the lease, right?
It does.
Why I never got this idea like, oh, that man there is driving a newer car, so he must be a success. Like, I don't get that idea.
Well, I like a new car. I like a nice car.
You don't know how to use half the technological options that exist in the new car.
No, but I like knowing it's there that I don't know how to use.
What does that even mean?
But means
just
what
in
I
case.
Just said.
Yeah, he wants to learn how to use it.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't – maybe it's just the Honda Pilot I had before, but that thing, like, you know, when I say –
But that was a nice new car when you got
when
it.
But I'm saying I put almost 300,000 miles on that car.
Yes.
What?
That's a lot of miles.
No, I understand it's a lot of miles, but I'm saying, like, you know, I drove a used Chevy Corsica from 94 for years. I drove a 2001 Subaru Forester.
What was that Beamer you had for a while?
It was a 98 BMW.
And that thing was ghetto fabulous, man.
That was a great car.
Oh, my God.
What?
Side pipes and a plow attachment?
It did not have side pipes. It was fire engine red.
You had a wheelie bar?
It was a great car. But even that, like, I mean, like, I have not owned a car that was not at least 10 years old when I was done with it. And they all drove great.
Yeah, I mean, but before I got into radio, I had crappy cars.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying even when I could afford a car to get a new car.
Even when I could have, I was going to save my money. I was going to be smart with my money.
It just seems like a dumb thing to do to get a new car every 2 years.
I don't know. I think it's a great thing if you can afford to do it.
Says man who took Uber to work this morning. I'm nailing it. Check me out. Hello, Uber. I can't call you. It's only an app. What's going on? I got my gun in the front of the car off the market to sell my apples. Stupid.
Right.
So wait, how are you going to get this fixed then?
I'm going to Uber home.
Okay.
I'm going to put air in that tire, take it up to Mr. Tire.
Okay.
And Panorama Plaza and drop it off to Mr. Tire.
Oh, so you did find a tire place.
I did. So the fourth guy he picked up, and I don't care who you are.
I'll take anybody.
I will take, and he's Mr. Tire.
Sure, sure, sure.
That's the number one tire. Yeah. I mean, the guy's name Tire.
Yeah, it's not Steve Tire. It's
no,
Mr. Tire.
Mr. Tire to you, buddy. So that's what I'm going to.
No, Kimmy, I was just reading yesterday that the best place to take your car is the one that is open and has availability when everybody else is slammed.
It's your only option.
Look, man.
You're going to get it back with a wheel of cheese on it.
I would take a delicious wheel of cheese on my car.
Look, the trouble that Tommy is having is a good heads up for everybody else. Like, if you have not yet, do the whole, like...
Check their tire.
Well, no, I mean, the walk through the car, because...
But I don't even know what I'm looking at. Like,
how about air and tire?
So if I want to walk around that car...
One of my favorite Pretender songs, by the way. I got air and tire. No, I don't. I'm Tommy. It's not a flat tire!
I don't know what I'm looking at.
Just make
walk around the car. Let's the goddamn thing's flat. I don't know.
It is funny because your car specifically told you it was a problem.
Thank you.
But the thing is, I don't believe it sometimes either. I'm like, glitch. Must be a glitch.
Well, because it was cold out. Every time it's cold out, it always says I got low tire pressure, right? And the one tire was
super low. But your car is directly telling you it's a problem.
But here's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, and everyone's like 27. And then this little guy over here is at 14.
Yeah.
So I start rolling down 490. It jumps up.
Yes.
I go, yeah, because the air, it's figuring it out. It's got a little
It's not figuring it out. There is less.
Fixing itself.
It got up to 17.
Oh, my God.
So I said, but I bet you by the time I pull into the station, it's going to be up to 33 looking fine. Then it started to drop again.
How do you not?
And then it went down to 8. So when I went home, I was at 8 pounds of air pressure.
It blows my mind that you can be as old as you are and not know the things that you don't know.
Well, sometimes you just, what the hell am I going to, I get in a car in the morning.
Yeah.
It's 4:45. I'm rolling out.
Uh-huh.
What do I do?
No, that's fine. I understand that. It's you getting so angry at even the suggestion that your tire was flat.
Well, because it's cold out, and that's what happens when no tires get cold.
Okay. Look.
They shrink because they shrivel.
To everyone listening, now is the time when it's not like snowing sideways.
Right. Come on,
and
guys.
A foot of snow on the ground. Check the tire pressure. Fill up all the fluids. Get the air, the
go
windshield
through
wiper fluid.
All your manuals.
I'm not saying that.
Check your, dates on all your
stickers. No, I'm just saying now's the time to get the lights off, whether it's the windshield wiper fluid or you're low on, cooling or whatever.
Check your blinker fluid.
Do it now. God, you're so dumb. I hope you get a flat tire in your Uber on your way home.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There are two parts to this story.
Okay.
On one hand, save some dreams for somebody else.
All right.
Because this guy already got to live like an ultimate like guy fantasy.
Really?
And he's about to walk into another ultimate guy fantasy.
Yeah.
The other side of this is why this local college football program would want to do this. Because I can't imagine you could have a lot of faith in a guy being a star athlete at this sport when he's been away from it for as long as he has.
How old is this dude?
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy, yeah. Are you familiar with Tuzi?
Tuzi?
Tuzi.
I don't know what a Tuzi is.
Tuzi is a multi-platinum rapper.
Oh.
And Tuzi had a hit back in like 2023. Back in August.
Yeah.
Tuzi put on his Twitter account that he was going to put his music career on hold to focus on playing college football.
Now, why?
All right, so I'm going to read you a quote. It says, quote, "I'm chasing history. First multi-platinum recording artist to go back to school and play Division I football. Next year I'm going to be on somebody's team. Mark my words."
Yeah, there's a reason why you'll be the first.
So, Tuzi went to work. Tuzi visited with a couple of colleges. He had a visit with Duke. He had a visit with Maryland. Yeah. He received a scholarship offer from Sacramento State, but the school that has locked him down,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, your Syracuse Orange.
Oh.
Tuzi will be playing wide receiver, or at least be on the team, yeah, starting with the 2026 season.
So is he going to college?
Yeah, I mean, he would have to play
football.
Yeah,
you have to be a student.
And how old is he?
Tuzi will be 26 on opening day.
Okay.
A 26-year-old college freshman.
Yep.
And has he ever played high school football?
So he is from Syracuse. He was born
in Syracuse. Oh, he is? Okay.
He was born in Syracuse. His family moved when he was 12 down in North Carolina. He played high school football in North Carolina,
right,
but he has not played organized football since he was 17.
But I wonder if he was any good.
He was,
Yeah, I mean, yeah. All right. What a stretch.
Got to have something to go on.
So how is Syracuse hurting this bad?
Well, they're 3-9 this past season.
No, but I mean.
I mean, teams have room to, like, have these guys on their roster. Whether or not they play is the question.
All right, let's talk about that, though, because Tommy brings up a good point, right? There are...
He's going to be playing the University of Miami, man.
With Tuzi.
Yeah.
Tuzi will be out there.
Yeah.
And he's got to know half the celebrities in the crowd are probably his buddies.
Yeah, no, that's a good call.
But I'm saying, like, you're going to have to play with elite football teams. You're going to get your ass handed to you.
Unless he can play.
But, yeah.
Bro, at 26, you get hit by one of these guys.
There are 26-year-old college football players, like
seniors.
Especially well,
but they've been conditioning and playing.
Right. But I'm saying, like, with like the COVID years and stuff, we started to see players and the way they changed, like the transfer rules and stuff. We've seen players get a little bit, like the average age of players get a little bit older.
You're not wrong, but Tommy makes a good point here. The guys
when
that
been
are
out of the game,
25, 26, they've been playing football,
and
the
they've been
entire
working
time
with professional trainers for that time, right?
Yes, these are grown ass men.
Yeah.
So, like, when it comes to why Syracuse is doing this,
yeah.
Is it a recruiting tool? Like, would an 18, 19, 20-year-old kid be excited to play football with Tuzi?
I guess. I mean, is he that popular with that crowd?
I didn't know he I didn't know he was a multi-platinum recording artist.
Either.
I just remember that song.
I never heard of the dude.
Well, I you shouldn't have heard of the dude.
I know some rap. I know a little rap.
Name another rapper. Go.
Who's the kid with all the tattoos?
Oh.
Post Malone. I wouldn't call that rap.
He's not even rapping anymore.
I was thinking of Jelly Roll. Well, he kind of raps the tune a little bit.
He kind of raps the tune, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy Mulé, out there rapping the tunes with the kids.
Usher.
He's not a rapper.
He's not a rapper.
I thought he started out rap.
No.
Nope.
Ice-T?
Yeah.
All right, there
old
you go.
School.
No, getting warmer.
You're literally 45 years off.
And CarShield, which I could use this morning. You never know when your baby's going to let you down.
Kimmy, I'm trying to think of the mid-2000s equivalent to Tuzi. Would it be like Boeheim recruiting Lil Wayne to play basketball?
I think Lil Wayne would have been too big.
Yeah, you're probably right.
At the time.
All right, so it would have been Boeheim recruiting Cameron?
Yeah, like somebody, so, you know, somebody who had a hit or two maybe in the years past.
So his career can't be going that great in the rap.
It's interesting you bring that up because the day that he committed to Syracuse, a whole bunch of scheduled shows that he had, like tour.
So he's touring.
They all canceled. All right. So he's it sounds like he's taking this serious.
But here's the thing, like, where does he think he's going with this?
Because
he's not going to go to the NFL.
But it could just be a bucket list thing.
Yeah, but a bucket list shouldn't come with concussions.
There are a lot of guys that do stuff.
Because you're
like
going to get hurt. I mean, it's just the way it goes in football, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And your body's not used to it. I mean, he's a big kid? Is he tall?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know anything about his, like, physical stature. Yeah. I'm looking at pictures of him in a Syracuse football uniform. They did a photo shoot when he committed.
Is he scrawny?
I mean, he
looks fit.
It's hard to tell when he's not around anything else.
Yeah, he looks like a 25-year-old guy.
Because I always forget how big these guys are
until
they get interviewed after the game, and then you realize, holy Christ.
Like when they're standing next to the woman with the microphone.
Yeah, like you realize that these dudes are giants.
252 WCMF, we're talking about rapper Tuzi. He had a hit back in 2023, multi-platinum recording artist. He is putting his music career on hold. He just accepted a football scholarship to Syracuse to play football for them next season. He will be 26 years old when he starts the season next year, and he has not played football since he was a senior in high school when he was 18 years old. So, like, there was a run a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Where celebrities' kids were getting football scholarships. Yeah.
But so, I don't know if that was that. Did that help those programs?
Well,
I don't remember any of them like taking off because of it.
Well, UCLA was one of them. They had Diddy's kid there.
And
which,
Snoop's kid, right?
Yeah, at the same time.
But those kids all went to the same high school, I thought, too.
Yeah, you're right.
There was like some celebrity high school they all went to in LA.
Probably.
But the point I'm getting at is like those kids did not deserve football scholarships.
Right.
And UCLA offered
but
them,
they got a gift.
I think, in an effort to get other kids to go to school there to hang out with Diddy and Snoop Dogg, which in retrospect, not a great move.
No.
There have been musicians that actually could play the sport they wanted to play. Do you remember Master P?
I know the name.
Make him say,
So he played?
So he was a really good basketball player. He played preseason NBA basketball.
Oh.
And, like, kept up. I believe he played in the G League, like, legitimately, too. His son earned a college scholarship. I forget where he went. Nelly. You remember Nelly?
Oh, yeah.
He was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals
organization. It's getting hot in here.
Yep, that's how he did it. It's getting hot in here, guys.
It's getting hot in here.
Take off all your clothes, baby.
I believe
my ass is getting big, right? Is that the dude?
That's him.
That was a big tune.
Yeah, he had a couple of big tunes.
Well, that was a big one, man. The chick was naked in front of the mirror. That's a big tune, Pat.
He was a monster recording artist for a while. Before he blew up, I believe he was drafted and played minor league baseball with the St. Louis Cardinals, I think.
The one I always found odd. Because you would never think it was the connect was it Ziggy Marley played for Miami Hurricanes?
One of the Marley kids played for the Hurricanes, All right, you're on it.
What?
I just found this out over the weekend, and it's only for you and guys like you. Because, you know, we're talking about Tuzi here. He gets to live out two male dreams.
Sure.
Tommy, will you tell the audience who Chuck Connors is?
So Chuck Connors was an actor, and he was the rifleman. But this is back before I was born.
So he was also in some movies in the 60s and 70s.
Always a tough guy. Always like a Clint Eastwood, that kind of guy.
But he had a massively successful acting
career. Oh, yeah. Handsome guy. Yeah.
He didn't start out as an actor. Are you ready for this?
Porn?
No, you idiot.
Why? Just took a shot.
Chuck Connors was drafted by the Brooklyn Dodgers, Major League Baseball.
Oh, okay.
All right, so he played some minor league ball.
Wasn't everybody back then?
He played some minor league
ball. Pope John Paul was being looked at with Castro.
You know, they always say there's a local connection.
Mm.
So Chuck Connors tries to play baseball, doesn't make it. He then decides he's going to play professional basketball, and he plays in the NBA.
Where does he play?
Rochester Royals.
No kidding.
Chuck Connors, the rifleman, and other he played for the Rochester Royals and the Boston Celtics. He then decided he was done playing basketball, went back to baseball, made the majors with the New York Yankees. He had like a 10-year Major League Baseball career, if I'm not
Chuck
mistaken.
Connors?
Could you look this up for me? Chuck Connors. Played baseball till he couldn't play baseball anymore as a professional, and then went to Hollywood and became a famous actor. So he got to play in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
He got to play the NBA. He got to play for the effing Celtics and the Yankees.
Basketball and baseball player.
Yes.
And then he had two major TV series. He had that one. Then he had another one where he was like some... It was like back in the cavalry where he gets busted down. It was called Branded or something like that.
Yeah, no, everyone remembers Branded. Remember when they did, they had that Nelly did the soundtrack for it?
But I remember like they...
It's getting hot in here. You're getting busted down.
It was a good show.
No, it was a great show. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he did Westerns, yeah.
But like that guy got to live three ultimate male fantasies. You got to play at Yankee Stadium. You got to play
back
for
in the day.
You got to play for the Celtics at the old Boston Garden.
Yeah.
And you got to be a Hollywood movie star, a legitimate movie and television star. That's not fair. Tuzi, he's living half that, but I'm still upset that he gets to have, a touring.
I hope Tuzi does a remake of The Rifleman.
Tell me you wouldn't watch Tuzi and The Rifleman.
I would love to watch it.
Give me your
just to see the expression on the old folks' face when he walks into town. They had that Blazing Saddles moment.
Kimmy, you're making noises over there?
Well, he played for two minor league teams. I don't know.
It said he made the majors.
Mm-hmm. We might have got a taste.
I don't know.
I thought he played.
Well, he may have went up a little bit.
Let me do some further research here.
You do your Chuck Connors research.
No, and maybe because he brought a rifle onto the field, they wouldn't let him do it.
Well, that's why he made the majors. Yeah. He took out half the infield. No, it does like it does feel like we should make like a federal law. Because like, you know.
Too much is too much?
Well,
that was kind of my... Do you remember during the Olympics?
Yeah.
And LeBron went to Paris for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And, it was all LeBron. Then he got to hold the flag on the flotilla. And I was going like, can't some kid do that? Does LeBron have to hold the goddamn flag? Like LeBron gets everything.
Okay.
And I said, give some schlubby kid. Like nobody's going to see his sport. Let him hold the flag.
Okay, that's fair enough. But like LeBron deserved to be at the Olympics because he's the best basketball player in the world.
He did.
I guess what I'm saying, like if we want to use the Olympics as an example,
right?
Like Herschel Walker got to be an NFL running back.
Yeah, one of the greatest.
Okay, yeah. He also then became a bobsledder. Same with Willie Gault.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he was a wide receiver in the
guy.
NFL. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't be allowed to be the best at two sports. You shouldn't be allowed to have a multi-platinum record and play Division I college football. You shouldn't be allowed to play for the Yankees and the Celtics and be the Rifleman. Like, if you get famous doing one thing, federal law now stops you from trying new things. Because I don't have talent to do any of it, and that's not fair to me.
Well, they're changing a lot of laws right now. I mean, work it out.
Is that not fair? You get to be one thing.
Okay.
Leave some things for the rest of us.
I agree.
What if I want to be the Rifleman?
I always feel especially worse for the Olympians who get bumped out by these professional athletes, because that's all that they did was train
their
for that
life.
One specific sport, like niche sport that they trained their whole lives for, and somebody came in and like just decided they wanted to try it one day.
So there was a famous actress, I can't remember her name, but she was also an archer.
Gina Davis.
Yeah. So I think she went to the Olympics.
She was an alternate on the Olympics.
Yeah, so like she took some kid's spot. She got to be in like Tootsie and those movies.
She was great in a league of their own.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And she got to go to the Olympics because she wanted to try it. And she was good, but you are taking some kid's spot. And archery. Where are you going with archery, man?
Oh.
You'll never get rich shooting arrows.
Unless she shoots an arrow into you and takes your wallet.
Yeah, that's it.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Story in the DNC yesterday talks about the health risks of getting out and shoveling yourself, specifically age-related, when you have to start worrying about a heart attack in the driveway.
All right.
Tommy, I want you to tell me the age you think snow shoveling starts to get risky for your heart.
Well, when you start porking up, you get older. I'm going to say 55.
55 years old. Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
Oh, I was going to go 50.
50,
go
50. Okay. According to the Democrat and Chronicle, health experts now agree that it is risky for your heart to shovel the driveway starting at 45 years old.
45? You should be in good enough shape to shovel the goddamn snow, you fat ass.
Quote. Quote.
Soft ass.
Adults at 45 or older should be cautious as they stand to be part of an age group that has a higher risk of injury or fatality when snow shoveling, according to the American Heart Association.
Well, so you're starting to get into that heart attack zone at 45?
Yes.
All right.
And I could also see at 45... you're still going to push it because you think, I'm only 45.
45 years old.
Yeah, you might have a little bit too much confidence.
That was a full 15 years younger than I thought they were going to say. Yes. I would have thought 60 years old was
Enough.
But it's not just 45. So they also say that folks that have high blood pressure or high cholesterol.
Well, those guys, you should know, yeah.
No matter your age.
Yeah.
Need to take, quote, extra caution when shoveling. Well,
that blood pressure will kill you, bro. And you don't even know you have unless you go get checked.
No, he sounds like every old man. You sound like every commercial.
You got to get checked.
Hey, did you buy life insurance? No, I don't need it. You hear about Steve?
You better get on it. What happened to Steve?
High blood pressure.
No,
dead.
He used to run all those marathons.
He hung himself while he was touching himself. Has nothing to do with hearts. Insurance doesn't pay out for that. So, yeah. With 45 being the cutoff, according to the Heart Association, and extra care for folks with high blood pressure or cholesterol, that leaves like 17 homeowners left in the greater Rochester area who can safely shovel their own driveway.
Yeah, that ain't much.
All right, so here's my question.
What is that?
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There's two ways to look at this story. Because if you are looking to get out of shoveling your driveway, you show this to your wife.
Oh, yeah.
You're golden. But there are also people who are in their 60s, 70s who want to do it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm trying to figure out is the average Rochester homeowner trying to shovel their own driveway, or are they trying to find a way out of doing it?
I think we probably have a high amount of shovelers.
So they want to shovel their
I think they just do it because it's like a form of exercise.
Okay. Well, yeah, exercise.
Are we also including the guys that have like the blowers and stuff?
No, that doesn't count.
Does that not count? Or do you have to actually be physically shoveling?
All right, let's
because I know people that are particular about that too.
Let's take a side thing. Does the snow blower?
Well, it's easier. Well, that's why it's invented.
But you're
still out in the cold, right?
And you're still stressing, pushing it around.
Kind of.
Also, it's got teeth that could take your freaking hand off.
Yeah. That's true. I would say though, it's got to be less strenuous on your back.
Yeah.
And your heart.
No, you're probably right. Can we talk about the snow blower for 1 second?
Go ahead.
If the snowblower had never been invented, there is no way that would be legal to have right now.
I mean, I think with rotating teeth?
That you use on a slippery
surface.
That you
can't operate without a license.
It's like, right, like how? Like, it is amazing.
It's an open blade.
It is like literally.
That you can see.
Yeah.
At least a lawnmower is like below you.
Yeah.
This is like facing you.
And there are plenty of accidents every year that people get in with snowblowers.
I would never want to own one.
I'm with you. They scare the hell out of me.
So my stepdaughter owns one, and I'll go, you're crazy. I wouldn't touch that goddamn thing.
I'm with you. I'll risk a heart attack in the driveway. Because I know me. I'm going to slip and fall into the goddamn snowblower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, look like Fargo in my driveway. All right, getting back to the story.
Yeah.
We have this weird way of measuring our health and vitality
through manhood.
Yeah, through snow shoveling in Rochester. Like, for example, Tommy, if they want to illustrate how well someone is doing in their old age, if they do those news stories, you know, he's 93 years old and he still shovels his own driveway.
Yeah.
And they'll film this 90-something-year-old man shoveling his driveway.
Yes, they will.
The same news stations that tell us that 45, it starts to get risky to shovel, will use this 90-year-old man shoveling to celebrate.
Oh, it's a heart, warm, fuzzy story.
Well, no, the reason your heart feels fuzzy is because you're having a heart attack shoveling your driveway. Also, what if that 90-something drops dead of a heart attack while you're filming him shoveling?
That has had to have happened, or at least right after they got done. You know?
Do you cancel the story?
Well, maybe he's just taking a nap face down in the snow.
That's what he does. That's old 97-year-old John.
He's just leaving it.
Taking his snow nap.
Number one grandpa.
It is a strange dong measuring contest we use, men especially.
Mm.
If he doesn't shovel his own driveway, he's not a real man.
Yes. Or you're lazy. Mm.
Do you buy into that?
Yes.
But you don't shovel your own driveway?
Yeah.
Well, I do all the trim work.
The trim work? What does that include?
Oh, man, she just patched you and
stuff. The trim work? I prepare it for the guy who shovels my driveway.
Well, we have a plow guy.
Yeah.
But I do like the sidewalks, the roof, and I give the dog a path. A shovel.
He's on path duty.
You think that makes you a man?
Man's man. I cut a path, pet. Like into the wilderness, all the way around the back.
Into the wilderness, into the door.
Yes.
Okay. So, Kimmy, it sounds like based on how you reacted, you judge men.
Oh, of course
you do.
Oh, no, I don't, because, I mean, I...
She judged my ass.
Well, you did say I judge them.
But here's what's confusing is growing up, it was like guys in the neighborhood took turns, like, snow blowing each other's driveways.
Okay.
So it's not like there was shame in like not doing your own driveway if somebody already had their snow blower going, or even like sometimes they would shovel, like if you missed a spot, or like if the plow came through and created like that big hunk of snow at the bottom of your driveway, like people would help each other out. So I would think that that kind of takes the shame away from it.
Okay. 252 WCMF. Again, a story in the DNC with the snow that we got yesterday, the first real shovel in snow. It turns out that 45 years old is the age where it starts to get risky for your heart when you are shoveling your driveway, according to the American Heart Association, which is way younger than we thought, which is weird because, one, every time you see one of these old man stories, still shovels on the driveway, 103 years old. And two, a lot of guys use whether or not you shovel your own driveway as a dong masculine measuring contest. Nick writes us on Instagram. We were talking about snowblower.
Yeah.
Duffy and WCMF. He says, you can buy a used snowblower on Facebook for like $50. Everyone should have one. That $50 snowblower, only minor cleanup. Of Steve, who fell in the snowblower. The fact that they're $50 secondhand tells me I don't want the snowblower.
It could just simply not work that at that price.
Or is jammed, like Pat said, because there's somebody's hands in there.
How do you convince a person who wants to keep shoveling to stop? Because
you can't. It's impossible. Especially if you're an old guy, you got nothing else going on. Like, just let him go. Let him do his thing.
Sometimes I find it's your social hour, too.
It's just like it's a really
a lot of snow we got, huh, Rick?
Yeah,
it's always Rick out there, Jimmy.
I mean, when you get old, you only have a few things left to do.
Yeah, like what? The last one is shovel your driveway.
Right.
Like I'm not gonna lie to you.
What?
There was a guy who lived in my neighborhood. He's moved out. He was an older cat
who
would go out and shovel his driveway.
Yeah.
And when I saw him out there, I would not look out the window.
Because?
I don't want to make eye contact.
I don't know. I didn't want to watch him die. I was convinced he was going to die.
Yeah.
And instead of offering to shovel his driveway, I just walked away from the window because I didn't want to watch him die.
So my brother in Cape Cod years ago, he had a neighbor who was a big-time gardener, like your wife. But, I mean, he had, like the whole backyard looked like a miniature farm. This is years ago.
Okay.
And he was one of them guys, man, was always out there working the yard, tilling it, doing all. He was one of those guys. So his wife is terrible to laugh about. His wife finally says, you need to get a tractor. You need to get something. Because he was just doing it all with a wheelbarrow and a you know, tools.
Sure.
So she buys them the tractor.
Uh-huh.
And they find him on the tractor. Like, because you should have just left him alone.
No,
because had he passed doing it the other way, you would have always felt guilty that
but
you
he
never
died either
him.
Way, man. My point is, he died either way. Leave the cat alone. He didn't want the tractor. He gets on a tractor. Yeah. They found him in the woods.
Why are you laughing? It's not funny. He's dead.
It's kind of funny.
No, it's a little
bit. Oh, my God.
Funny.
It happened 40 years ago.
Too soon, man. Too soon.
But leave these guys alone.
No, you can't. That's a stupid take. No, you should. If somebody is at an age where they shouldn't be shoveling snow, you should be doing something.
And then what do you? And then what do you do for them now? Because now, okay, go in and sit down inside. And they're pissed off.
Oh no, they're pissed off and alive. They're pissed off and alive.
Bro, they're not going to be alive much longer.
Oh my God.
Let them go out the way they want to go out. You're not, we're all going to die.
If you enjoy shoveling so much, why don't you shovel your own driveway?
Ooh,
check me. You're saying, according to you, like these guys love doing it. It gives them something to do throughout the day. Mm. So why do you avoid it then?
Oh, you know why?
Why?
Because my little hand shirt. And when I go outside, it gets really cold. And you know what happens to my ears?
Yeah, they really hurt.
So my hands and ears really hurt. And I only have one of them kitty shovels, so you can only do so much.
Hambone writes us on Instagram.
Hambone.
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, life hack, send your wife out to shovel. She won't be out there more than 5 minutes before a guy offers to plow the driveway for free. That's actually a good.
That is
because
true.
He wants your wife.
Okay, whatever, man. Driveway's plowed.
Go out there and work that ass, honey.
Leah writes, in snow pants,
yeah.
Too.
Start twerking.
Leah writes us, imagine being old, your 45-year-old neighbor thinks he's helping you out. Turns out he's having a heart attack. 45 is nuts. God. Well, think about that. Like, again, at 45, I'm 30. I'll be 40 in June.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think at 45 I shouldn't be offering to help out older guys, and now I'm putting myself at risk.
But you're starting to get into that heart attack.
That's what I mean, though. But you don't think
one of the worst
are.
Kenny Loggins songs of all time. Highway to the heart attack zone.
But you're in good shape. You work out.
Bro, I have
a point, but that's what gets you in trouble.
No, but look, listen. I'm going to give you a compliment.
Please.
You quit overeating.
Thank
you. You quit overeating.
Every day but Sunday.
You quit smoking.
Uh-huh.
We can just get you to quit comedy. I think you go long.
I have an appointment with my cardiologist on Monday. I wouldn't say I'm out of the heart attack zone.
You got to go to.
I've been going to a cardiologist for like 8 years.
That should be me.
Yeah, I understand. It's not something I'm proud of.
All right.
Not excited about it. I'm like, ooh, cardiologist day. Get to drive out to Clifton Springs. The only cardiologist that'll see me.
Yeah.
And the
you got to be the youngest guy in that.
Yeah, place. I am. It's embarrassing. I'm the youngest guy by like 40 years. And they tried to put a fake heart in me, but out in Clifton Springs, it's just a whistle glued to a beer can. Do kids still offer to shovel driveways for money?
Kids don't do
crap. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Nobody wants to shovel. Look how soft these kids are.
You know
man.
What I heard?
It's not that they're soft.
Look how soft these kids are, says Trim Man.
Yeah, I would think like kids don't have the time. If they play any, if they're in any sort of activity,
yeah,
they don't
have
weekends
or they
free.
Got, you know, robotics class.
Well, you wouldn't pay what it would cost for it to make it worth the kids' time anyway.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, like when I was a
I'm
kid.
I'm going to get a nice five.
When I was a kid. Yeah, well, that was it. The going rate was $5 to $10. When I was a kid, adjust for inflation, that's like $20 to $25.
$25, I'll get a plow guy.
That's what I'm saying. So you wouldn't pay for it even if they knocked on your door.
No. And they're not going to do it right.
Okay.
Not going to do the trim.
No. All the trim's got to be done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.